Welcome back, everyone, to the Russell Brand Fancast. I am your host, Dan. First of all, before we get into the actual episode, I'd like to thank you all for listening to the last episode. After all this time, and it's been a while, I'm amazed how many people actually listened to that particular episode, so thank you for that. On the last episode, we looked at episode 1 of Rebrand. If you haven't already, go back and have a listen to that one. Today, we are looking at episode 2 of Rebrand, which is entitled Nazi Boy. So let's have a look.
Russell Brand Fan Podcast.
Right, okay. So I've just watched the episode. Now, for me, this is probably... it's probably my least favourite episode of... Rebrand of the seven episodes. Yeah, it's a good episode. It's still good, but it's my least favourite. There's a lot of really uncomfortable moments in there. For example, there's one part where Russell is talking to the racist guy. I think his name was Mark. I think he was saying Mark. I can't remember if it was Mark or Matt. We'll call him Mark. And they were sat in the pub talking, and Mark's phone rings, and he just answers it. Russell's talking to him, and he just answers his phone. I know we've all been there. Like, you're talking to someone, and then next thing you know, hello, yeah. Hang on a minute, mate. Hang on, you know. So yeah, it's a bit awkward, and Russell sort of just looks at the camera. And it's just sort of really just awkward, just for, I don't know, maybe 2 seconds. And then he pulls out this piece of screwed up paper, which is some sort of BNP leaflet. So he tries to fill the time, but I don't know, maybe that bit could have been edited out. Maybe, I don't know. So yeah, that was kind of awkward. There's another bit where earlier on, not too much earlier on actually, in fact, but a little bit earlier on, Russell's phone rings while Mark is talking, but Russell doesn't answer it. But he does stop, you know, he's gone from looking at him and engaging, he's gone down looking at his phone and then putting his phone to the side, and yeah, rather than just completely ignoring it, he acknowledges it. So that seems kind of awkward in a way. But this episode, there's one bit that I just do not know how Russell didn't get beaten up, if I'm totally honest with you. And it was a bit, they were in the pub, it was during, I think he said, the Euro 2002 competition or World Cup 2002. I don't know which one it was. I've forgotten now. Something like that, anyway. One of the two. England versus Argentina, right? England won. So everyone, you know, everyone's celebrating, having fun, you know, having a few beers and that. They're in the pub. And Russell's talking to Mark, stood outside the pub, and some other guys come along and they say they want to be in the film or something. So Russell starts talking to them, and then he introduces Mark as being a member of the BNP and being a racist. And of course the other two guys don't agree with him, and then Mark gets a bit upset and then decides he doesn't want anything more to do with this rebrand documentary program, whatever you want to call it, and he doesn't want to talk to Russell anymore. So he sort of storms off and says he was set up, he'd been set up with these two guys, and it was all a set up, and Russell'd set it up. So Russell goes back over to him, bearing in mind at this point now Mark is sat with like three or four other people who are his mates and who are also like him, if you want to call it that. And now Russell's over there, sitting really, really close to him, telling him why he's wrong. He's sat there close to the guy's face, and this is the point I'm thinking, Russ, be careful, mate, he's going to hit you in a minute. Thankfully he never does, but yeah, he's just, even back then, Russell wasn't, you know, if he disagreed with you, he weren't afraid to tell you, you know, and it's great, because even to, you go to things you see of him today, and he's, you know, he's exactly the same, you know, if you don't agree with it, he's going to tell you. And anyway, I digress. So yeah, and he's telling him why he's wrong, and why, you know, and he's telling him he doesn't understand that mentality. I don't think most of us do understand that mentality. Like, you know, we're all people, aren't we? At the end of the day, we're all people. But yeah, and Russell's telling him, oh, I don't understand, like, you know, you're not, you know, what you believe in is wrong, you know, what you're saying is wrong. And I just thought, Russ, be careful, mate. But yeah, they never became physical. So anyway, he refuses. That's it. I'm not dealing with Russell anymore. So then the next part is basically he won't talk to Russell. He doesn't want Russell near him. Russell is out the picture, basically. So he sends someone he calls Matt, which we obviously know is Matt Morgan, and the camera guy to meet Mark to finish the interview, to ask the final few questions. And rather than having Matt, you know, with the in front of the camera or whatever, Russell is in a hotel room and he asks the questions to the camera, and then it cuts to Mark, who's in the park. Sound like a bad rhyme. Mark is in the park. Cuts to Mark in the park, and he gives his answer. So again, that seems a bit weird and comes across a bit weird, but at the end of the day, there weren't a lot else they could have done. Bearing in mind, this is 2002, so, you know, FaceTime wasn't an option. Not like now, you know, they could have said, look, will you just go on FaceTime with Russell for, you know, 15 minutes or whatever, let's finish the interview, let's get it in the bag, finished. But no, it's 2002, they're using Nokias, so, you know, Nokia was good, but the best thing on Nokia was Snake. There was no FaceTime, so, yeah. There's also a really funny, well, it's not really funny, but it made me laugh. There's a bit right at the beginning, very, very beginning of the episode, Russell walks out of a hotel, and he's walking down the street, and he's talking to the camera. He goes, hey, I'm Russell. You know, really laid back, you know, sort of out of it kind of way. Hey, I'm Russell. Right. Oh, I hope Russell Brand doesn't ever listen to this. And he's talking to the camera, and some old lady walks past him, and she sort of just stares at him as she walks past, and she looks into the camera really, really briefly. And I don't know why, it just made me chuckle. So she gets an honorary mention in this episode. But it's really strange, and I suppose, like, I don't know, but surely in 2002, like, still things were filmed on the street. Like now, you know, if you see someone, you know, holding their phone up and talking to their phone, you don't walk past and go, that's a bit weird, what are they doing? You know, you just go, oh, they're on FaceTime, or they're making YouTube videos or something. You know, you don't really give it a second thought anymore. You know, people film everything now, whereas it seems like back then it seemed, well, certainly to a few people as they walk past, if you watch the episode, you'll see what I mean. There's a man that walks past as well, who also gives him a bit of a funny look, as if to say, what are you doing? And yeah, it just made me laugh. Like, just the look on the old girl's face is quite funny. Have a look at that. Look out for her, she's right at the beginning. Have a look out for her. Another piece of this program I wanted to talk about, which was probably one of my favourite parts, actually, when they're in the Leeds airport, and Russell, I can't remember what Russell says, but he sort of says something that, and Mark says something about being a man, and Russell goes, "You're not a man." And this obviously triggered Mark a little bit, and he went, well, I'm more of a man than you. Look at how you're dressed. Look at your girly hair, or something like that. Like really, like you know, like if you'd upset like an 8-year-old. Yeah, well, yeah, you dress funny and you smell. So yeah, it's really funny. Just these really juvenile response to being told he's not a man. Well, you've got girly hair. So that bit is quite amusing. They go into Mark's house. Now, he said he lives with a friend, but his friend's run away with his girlfriend or something. Some weird story. So basically, he was living on his own. And the place is a tip. I mean, I don't know about you, but if I knew... Even if I knew people were coming around, like if I knew, I don't know, my mum's coming around tomorrow, I would make sure the house is clean and tidy, and I'd put, you know, do the washing up, put it away, hoover, polish, you know, and that's just for my mum. So if I knew TV cameras were coming to my house tomorrow, I'd make a bit of an effort. You know, at least do the washing up. I don't know, maybe that's just me. All in all, this episode, it's not my favourite. There's too many kind of awkward moments make you feel a bit weird on it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I still enjoyed the episode, and you know, and I still like it. Still a good episode, but it's definitely my least favourite on the out of the seven. It's definitely my least favourite one. So that's about it, really. It's yeah. I reckon that is about it. I'd score it probably about a 5 out of 10 for rebrand. 5 out of 10 on that one. Next week's episode 3 of rebrand. So I'm looking forward to episode 3, but I can't remember what it is, and I'm a little bit concerned because I'm looking through YouTube right now. Ah, there it is. Homeless James. The first part of Homeless James. That's right, because episodes 3 and 4 are about Homeless James, so we'll be talking about Homeless James and Russell next week. So make sure you have a little listen to that. Thanks for listening. Ta-da.